This Week in Waukesha with your host, Alderman Don Brown, here with Executive Principal of La Casa de Esperanza Schools, Pascual Rodriguez. Welcome back, Pascual. And that was the Pogues with If I Should Fall from Grace with God. This week when I was filling in for Matt Week, the theme was All Things Waukesha, for Matt Flindrack, All Things Waukesha, but we also had a focus on St. Patrick's Day week. And our belief here in the Mar-a-Lago of the Midwest is making America great again is making Waukesha more Irish and more inclusive for everybody. So, and it was really a fun week. I had some great calls. And,
with a tip of pico de gallo Latino.
Absolutely. So, yeah. You know, and I, Mary Jane Sanchez called in, and people don't know that she's part Irish. Having part of her Texas ancestry is Irish soldiers in the Union Army that were fighting in the Mexican-American War and discovered they were fighting another sovereign Catholic nation, a poor nation like their own. And as you know, Ireland was occupied and tyrannized by Great Britain for more than 700 years. And in their conscience, they could not see themselves do it. So they traded sides, just like that scene in Braveheart. And they went to fight with the Mexican army. They were caught and executed by the Americans and branded as some traitors. But in Mexico, they're honored as heroes. And there's a memorial there to them. And so, there's so many different themes of history that bring us all together. And another one, I know we have Native Roots Radio that comes on at 6 o'clock, and I do a big plug on that because my very existence and a lot of other Irish and Irish Americans today may very well be the direct result of the charity of Cherokees and other First Nations who sent the equivalent of like $6,000 in relief and aid to the people starving, the struggling through the Great Famine in Ireland, which killed 1 million people. And so that's a debt that we'll never forget. And so encourage everyone to check out Native Roots Radio. So, but back to Pascual here, because we don't have too much time left. This has been a really great conversation. It's great to be able to catch up in this capacity. What are some things going on, I guess, in the short term at La Casa that people should know about, events, activities, or other ways that could support your mission?
Sure. Well, you know, the agency itself is just not a school, so there's always the financial support, financial literacy, filling the taxes for the people who need services in that respect. Obviously, weatherization is one of those. If you feel that you qualify for that, please contact the La Casa de Esperanza. You go on the website. So there's living quarters or affordable living apartments that can utilize. For the school, obviously we are, as you mentioned, full campaign, but also, you know, we are in the process of, we've established an after school program through the Beyond the School grant that we received, and so we provide free services to our families, and so that is also available to the community as well. And so as we start looking into coming up to the end of this school year, which is in the next several months, we will start planning for our summer school programs and what does that have to offer.
Sure.
And we're looking at see how we can provide those services not only to the kids here in La Casa, but also to the kids around the city of Waukesha who need a place to go during the off days, because and some schools don't offer summer school. We're going to be there to welcome your child and provide some services to them throughout the summer months as we gear up for the 2002-2003 school year.
Sounds great. Thank you. And then I mentioned earlier around the corner from us is Theodora Humans Park, and we mentioned her during my week that I was filling in for Matt Flynn, that she was one of the great leaders of the Wisconsin Woman Suffragette Movement. In fact, she had a big part in Wisconsin being the first state to ratify the 19th Amendment, and we honor her here with this park. But I mention her because it is Women's History Month, and at La Casa, anything going on to honor that or anything, obviously we talked about, us being men and having male role models, yes. Especially you don't have very many male teachers anymore, yes. And how important, yes, that was. But also, what kind of message do we have for our young women in training about the type of future they should be aspiring to and can look forward to?
Sure.
Beyond those traditional roles that we grew up with, in these common Catholic heritages.
Absolutely. Yes. Well, no different than Hispanic Heritage Month or African American Heritage Month. We like to infuse into our curriculum whatever the month is and the theme of that month is. So teachers are, will work with students and really start to promote, especially when it comes to authors, female authors in our in our history and really delve into that and offer that opportunity for students to learn a little bit more about some of these important figures in our history, and really rise and lift up the woman in our history. And hopefully the hope there is to inspire one of these young ladies to also become one of those individuals as well, right? Mm-hmm. So always looking to see how we can step outside our normal comfort zone when it comes to our curriculum, but expand it to include things of this nature, Women's Heritage Month, and how do we lift that up and really give our females the opportunity to see people in leadership role. Women have made a significant contribution to this country, or even significant contribution to the world, and so learn about them so they can be inspired and motivated to move on and do something great themselves.
True. You know, one woman we touched on briefly earlier, but promised we'd come back to was your wife. Your wife, Carolyn or Caroline?
I was Caroline.
Caroline. My apologies. So,
it's okay.
Tell us what she has meant to you, and why she's a great role model for other women.
I met Caroline 1983, and we started dating on 1984. I asked her to be my girlfriend at a bus stop on April Fool's Day.
Nice. It's coming up.
It's coming up. So that would actually mark our 38-year anniversary.
Hey, and I apologize real quick. April Fool's Day reminded me. March 22nd, that's this coming Tuesday, is when the early absentee voting takes place. Go to City Hall, and you have till Friday, April Fool's Day to do that. So please take advantage of that huge leg of time to make your vote count and trust the process. So, but let's go back to Caroline.
Yes. So so I say that because she entered into my life at a moment where it was one of the darkest moments of my life. And you know, I've always preached about a silver lining in life. We all have that silver lining that we have to look at. Sometimes we find ourselves in some storms. And we just have to have this silver lining. And she was my silver lining and really was able to stabilize me in a way and inspired me in ways that I never thought she would. And I am the man I am today because of her. And so whatever comes of me over the next of my life will be dedicated to her and my children as well. So Pasquale, Andrew, Monica, and Emily. I had to mention their names.
You have great family. And I had the honor of meeting Pasquale is the one that worked at the school. And the great football player too. And Caroline, she has a profession, right? In addition to, I'd love to hear, what does she do?
Well, she was a hairdresser at first, and then she decided she wanted to her lifelong dream to become a nurse, and that's what she does. She works for Ascension, and she's been there and she loves her job, and she's a great, I believe, a great nurse, and provides herself in the care that you have in the medical field.
And I take my hat off to her and all others, because it hasn't been an easy couple years for her and her colleagues.
It's been tough,
in the medical profession.
Absolutely.
So that's terrific. Thank you. So we don't have much time left, but what is one thing you want everyone to know about Pasquale and about La Casa, that you can't leave the show without letting everyone know?
You know, I can see here talk about academics. Everyone talks about academics. I'm just going to, and we don't throw this word around enough, and that's, we're going to love your kid. I don't go a day, there doesn't go a day with myself or your wife for that matter, where we tell a kid we love you. And for a child to hear that and have that smile in their face, knowing that not only at home, but people in school love you, and that comes, you know, from the heart. And we care and love for these kids and care for their daily lives, and we care for their future. And so, like I said before, you can't teach the brain until you reach the heart. And that's my job, is to really provide that emotional and social emotional support for these kids. And so they know that they're not only going to come to school to learn, but they're also going to be loved. There's nothing greater than that.
Yeah. And I've witnessed this even with my own kids. That includes tough love too from Pasquale Rodriguez. So he's looking out for you. So, well, we have less than a minute left. I want to thank everybody for tuning in, and thank Pasquale Rodriguez for sharing this Saturday with us. And definitely check out La Casa de Esperanza. There's so many different ways to support this wonderful mission. And Pasquale, thanks again for joining us, and looking forward to seeing you around campus.
Absolutely. Thank you, Don. Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks. Join us next Saturday for This Week in Waukesha. Join us every Saturday. And remember, safety is everyone's responsibility. Go Badgers! All right, dude, that was the best show I've had.